following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In today's fast-paced work environment, getting everybody in the same room for a meeting, come on, it's impossible, especially when you work in different states or locations. That's why I use GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. It's impossible to believe you can get this quality of presentation. You can go online, share your presentation, and see your colleagues face-to-face. He's in Denver, she's in Miami, you're in Minneapolis, you're all in the same room. The video quality's so clear and natural. All you need is an internet connection and a webcam. I've used it. It's so easy. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Right now, my meetings are more personal, and they're more engaging with anybody, anywhere. It's amazing how clear it is all over the country, yet in the same room. I want you to try GoToMeeting with HD Faces today. My listeners can try it free for a month, 30 days. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for a chance is fair.
We ask for a chance is fair.
Chance to equal our strife.
Chance to do
it there.
Chance to do it there.
He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger.
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the cold.
Let it be by the cold.
Faith and honor held high.
Faith and honor high.
We should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Oh, man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Get there.
The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is.
Get there.
Its way. The kick is.
Go! We got to go out there and smash people. Put them on their ass. You know, smash mouth football. That's the way we play. That's the way we've been taught.
The clock shows a minute and 55 seconds. Two shots to go 2 yards. Jeff Kinney in the top of the eye. The quarterback calls his count at the line of scrimmage, taking a long count. Here he gives to Kinney. Kinney over the left side, touchdown! 74 yards on that drive, and Nebraska forges into the lead, 34-31. Oh man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Turns, hands it off to Burkhead right up the middle, drives, he's in. Nebraska, Rex Burkhead, rams in there for 6 points.
And the bottom line for Nebraska is this. It always has been and it always will be about winning championships. Anything less is frankly unacceptable.
And a snap to Tommy and they give on the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Quarterback keeper for Martinez up the middle. He's got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Taylor Martinez, an 80-yard scamper. His third rushing touchdown of the day.
If we go out there and play 60 minutes of the hardest football we know how, they're going to lay down.
Bell lost the ball. And the Cornhusker scoop it up, and it's Rude. Touchdown. Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line.
In offense, baby, you just do what you do best. Because nobody, and I mean nobody, runs the ball like you guys do.
There's the handoff to Roy Hill, who's got the midfield. Roy bursting through. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Third rushing touchdown of the day.
Rozier turns, he's running back around the field, he's trying to get away, he's looking for blockers, he turns upfield, he's going to run a touchdown!
We're Nebraska, baby.
26 seconds left, quarterback Taylor, back to pass, he looks into the end zone, fade pattern, purify, near side, leaps, he catches it, touchdown Nebraska!
Here's Wiley's kick, gets high, it holds up there, Rogers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's to the 45, he's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home! Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle! Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore him loose from their shoe!
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up, snap, and they're going to fake it, they throw it out in the flat, it's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won! Eric Haig knocked it away!
survived in overtime. In aim.
And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes the tackler. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
And good morning, everyone. It is a Football Friday with so much more to talk about than just football on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we've got the state football playoffs, the state volleyball tournament underway in the semifinal round. The Huskers, the Broncos, the Lopers, football, volleyball, basketball begins this weekend for the Lopers. It's already underway for Hastings, and the first official games for the Huskers are this weekend as well. Lauren Cook looks like she's going to play. Nebraska fans worried about what might happen out in State College. Tom Osborne speaking. Bo Pelini doesn't want to speak about it, putting it in the hands of those out at State College. So that's all coming up. Plus, we will be talking with Bob Jensen in our next segment. Bob is going to be bopping around volleyball, going to be bopping around football. And Adams Central plays tonight, 12:30 a.m. KHAS against Elkhorn at Hastings College. The six-man football championship is tonight at Foster Field, going on in Kearney. Hitchcock County against Arthur County, going for their third straight championship. So much going on. What are you doing tonight, Daddy?
Well, the over-under. I just wanted to get this out of the way. The over-under in that six-man game, 110. 110 points. Are you going over? Are you going under?
Under.
Under, okay. Could be some big scores, like we're used to seeing. What am I doing tonight? I don't know what I'm doing tonight. I guess I don't have any plan. I'm getting ready for tomorrow. You know what? If I do anything, it'll be six-man action tonight. I'm getting ready for tomorrow, 11 o'clock go time Huskers, and then Loper game.
We will be making our predictions. We got Pigskin Pick'em coming up. As we said, Bob Jensen will also talk with Loomis head football coach Dennis Reese. Can they put a stop to Sergeant's Run on Monday night? There is just a ton going on. It is Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all those that have served out there. And, Daddy, you know, you're going to hear, you have been, and you're going to be hearing much more about that as the day goes along. I guess all I can say is, you know, happy Veterans Day. You know, there's a lot that's going on with that. Sports has taken over because they can find a way to make money on it. So, you know, that someday I want to talk about that on the show, too, the pimping of the veterans for money. Because, you know, once we can make
some money on this, let's do it.
Oh,
then.
Yeah. Who's going to turn down? Who's going to say, no, we don't want to sponsor something to do with the great veterans of the United States of America? Wow. You have a pimping story, too. You can shoot us the email anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. The phone number, 888-455-3776. Let's start off with Penn State, because I don't want to talk about this for the whole hour. So any thoughts that you might have, we talked about it quite a bit yesterday. A couple of emails have rolled in. We don't know the severity of how big this cover-up are. We've heard that there could be a sex ring. We've heard that it could be a cult. I mean, it's getting way out there right now.
Yeah, let's start with the Den Popper inbox. Let's go to Holdridge. Adam chimes in and says, this is most likely the tip of the iceberg. The next time the initial report covers all the details will be the first. Mark Madden, the journalist who was on this story first, was on a radio show this morning where he claimed that they are now investigating into whether Jerry Sandusky used his charity to find kids, not only for him, but to pimp out to wealthy donors, for lack of a better term. The ramifications for this university and the football team are going to be long felt and hard to recover from. Litigation costs, lawsuit payments, minus donations, football revenue, and endorsements could nearly kill this program. I feel they made the right decision because I'm not under the delusion that I know more about this than the Board of Regents, or Board of Trustees, as it is in Penn State's case. Thanks for the email, Adam. Like, very, very true. I don't know how much more. I know the Board of Trustees obviously is privileged to some information that obviously they've gotten, but I don't know how much more. I just think it was killing the university and killing the they had to do something, and they had to do it from the top. I think that's why they acted so swiftly. Are you worried about the safety at all, Doug? A fan.
Well, yeah, you have to be a little concerned. There's no doubt about it, because there's always morons in society. Overly concerned? No. A little concerned? Yes. Because something could happen, and then you look back and go, why wasn't this game canceled? Why did they play this football game? But it's going to be because of what... Don't point at me. 110,000 people, I will say less than 100, are morons. Okay? Now, give me your... You want to battle? That's why I wanted to do this first and get it over with. No. If this was reversed, do you think Nebraska fans would be beating down on Penn State fans? Simple question, yes or no?
Well, I would hope not, but okay. We don't behave like they do either. That's the difference between Nebraska and Wisconsin, Nebraska and Penn State.
This is not a normal situation.
They're not normal people.
Okay. You can give me your side of the argument.
That's why it's so different. That's why it's so different. Nebraska fans didn't feel safe the last time.
I have faith in people in society. Apparently you don't. And maybe I'm wrong to have faith in people in society at State College.
Well, and after this last week, you should have less faith in the people in that society.
Yeah, drunk college students trying to tear things up. How many? And even the ESPN reporters who have been on this longer than the national reporters, they come out and say this was a minority of the population at State College. That's why I say out of 110,000 or however many will be at the game, 100.
I think immediately 11 o'clock, it becomes okay. I don't think at night. I think they would have moved the game. I really think if you go back and it would have been a night game there, I think the game totally changes. And earlier this week, they say, guys, we got to play this at 11.
Well, and the more the media tries to do something with this tomorrow and tries to stick a microphone in somebody's face, the more irritated people are going to get. So, and you know that that's going to happen because they're trying to get a quote that they haven't got, a story that they haven't got. And linebacker coach Ross Ells said it yesterday after, or not yesterday, but Wednesday after practice, once the ball is snapped, at least the folks on the field, all they'll be thinking about is football.
You know, and when we left the show yesterday, obviously McCreary was going to be on the sidelines or up in the press box after the show. He will not be in the stadium or anywhere around the team on Saturday. So I think that was a shock when they got done asking the questions of the new coach. Why is he still around? By the way, for people out there that don't think that, you know, okay, he was the one that witnessed whatever happened go on in the shower and wondered, you know, like, you didn't know what to do in that circumstance. McCreary also stopped a knife fight between two football players. Okay, so I think if he wanted to, he stopped a knife fight in the cafeteria, which police have said, had it not been for him, it could have been a very, very ugly situation. It was avoided because of him. So I'm guessing if... apparently, I don't know how one has testicles one day and not testicles another day. I have no idea, but he did not do that, and I think people were concerned for his safety.
888-455-ESPN. You'll need that for Big Daddy's Pigskin Pick'em later on in the program. You can also email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. But before we go into the break, Daddy, I want to go in on a good note. I want the rest of the show to be a positive light. Do you know that today is a very special anniversary? Something that has been going on longer than you have been alive. 42 years. This is the 42nd anniversary. And in fact, I have a feeling that you will be at home this afternoon, as you are most afternoons, watching television.
Taking a nap.
No, I'm not saying taking a nap. I'm not saying that. You do a lot of work at the house, but I'm just saying in the background, and maybe you'll even take some time to watch a 42nd anniversary edition of Sesame Street's 42nd anniversary today. Big Bird, Snuffleupagus, wow. Oscar the Grouch, Cookie Monster,
I had no idea. When it came on, I was Sesame Street.
I figured a lot of people wouldn't know.
42 years.
But they've been doing it longer at T&L Irrigation.
Oh, they have.
And they've been doing it as good and better at T&L Irrigation.
Well, it's just different, T&L Irrigation, because their pivots are continuous movement pivots, not the start and stop of the other guys. Their pivots don't have all the electricity going to them, zapping things, blowing things up. They're different. They set themselves apart. Notice the difference. The choice is simple. It's T&L irrigation. Call your local T&L dealer today. Precise rotation times at any temperature. There's so many things that differentiate what T&L does and what the other guys do. Call them today, 800-330-4264. Proven technology that works. Ask them how they separate from their pivots from the other guys. They'll be sure to explain it to you, and you'll come away with a smile on your face and probably a new pivot in your field. I'm just guessing. Let them tell you the difference, the T&L difference. The choice is simple. Proven technology that works, T&L irrigation. Check them out today, your local dealer, or call them or get on their line at TLIRR. That's TL Irrigation. Shorten it up. TLIRR.com today and check them out.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk high school football playoffs with Bob Jensen right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
I'm a jam-packed football parking lot. Every time fans swing their car doors open, I get to hear my favorite sound. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Get more for your money with a safe driving bonus check from Allstate. Stay accident-free, and Allstate will send you a check every 6 months. Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE. Features optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
People choose 5-Hour Energy now over 9 million times a week for lots of reasons. It's a nutritional supplement that really works. Its key ingredients are available in everyday foods like broccoli, bananas, and avocados. It contains about as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee, zero sugar, and 4 calories. What will be your reason for choosing 5-Hour Energy? Its effectiveness? Its beneficial ingredients? There's only one way to know. Try it today.
Individual results may vary. See 5hourenergy.com for more details.
Hungry?
A great meal is closer than you think.
Come on in.
Head on over to Sapp Brothers on I-80.
Where you're always welcome to be our guest.
Just imagine sinking your teeth into a perfect chicken fried steak.
Not just any chicken fried steak, but chicken fried steak that's huge, homemade, and one of the best you'll find around.
Because at Sapp Brothers, we're more than just a travel center. We're a great restaurant, too.
And we'd love for you to be our guest.
So stop by.
In Odessa on I-80, exit 263. Just look for the big coffee pot.
You're always welcome at Sapp Brothers.
Come on in. Be our guest at Sapp Brothers.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We have everything your farm family needs at the annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 16th and 17th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. On November 16th, come learn more about yield optimization from CropMetrics, cash grain management from GrainBridge, commodities trading from Ag Risk Consulting, and safflower seed from Dreamland Industries. Speakers sponsored by Aurora Cooperative and Farm Credit Services of America. The 2011 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 16th and 17th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
Far. Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Danny Show today in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Midway, home of the hassle-free pricing on all of their vehicles on both lots at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You step on the lot, and they'll help you find the vehicle that meets your needs and your budget, because you'll know what the price is right from the get-go. It's right there on the window of every one of their vehicles on both lots. It's hassle-free. It's stress-free. You can make it even more stress-free by checking them out online at thinkmidway.com, the finest website around. You can like them on Facebook, get special deals all the time. They're giving away things on their Facebook page, maybe an oil change, maybe a little discount. You never know what's going to be going on with the gang out at Midway. The one thing you do know is that you are going to get the best price on your new or pre-owned car or truck. It is at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And it's okay. Sorry, Merrick. You can hit it.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Danny Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
Bouncing his time between volleyball and football, just as I am. Bob Jensen, the editor and owner of Huskerland Prep Report, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Where are we at today, Robert?
My duties have been suspended temporarily while I and my wife head to Walbach, Nebraska, where we're going to pick up a quarter of beef. So there you have it. There's more to my life than just football.
Tell me you didn't make a deal with, like, somebody named Teeter.
Well, all I can say is it's the origin of the cow in question is unknown, actually. But we have reason to believe the quality will be real high.
That's the reason we have Bob Jensen on, because it's everything extra that goes with him. Bob, you got volleyball going on today, state tournament. We got football going on tonight. AMB goes. I want to start, obviously, with Adams Central finding a way, finally. And I say finally because they had so many heartbreakers down to the wire. They finally got one to go their way.
Yeah, absolutely. They were overdue, Tony. That's all there is to it. McCook was kind of a wounded animal anyway, and even though they were home, it certainly felt like the Bison were vulnerable. And you got big game Bill Carlin coaching. Okay, Bill's been around the block more than a couple of times. He's been through something like that. And what I was comparing it to. And it's, we're a round off, but, you know, here a couple years ago when Adams Central got beat by Aurora, I think it was in 2009, you know, that was clearly the second-best team in the state. It just happened to wind up having to play the very best team in the state in the semifinals. And so maybe they were due a little good fortune, but that is a team that has overachieved at every possible level. They, you know, it's one that only had three returning starters. Jake Fowler had proven to be a nice multi-purpose player last year, but he was only going to be a junior. You weren't certain that he was going to become the monster that he's become. I mean, kids run for 1,600 yards. And they just put it together at the right time.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, tell us about the matchup with Elkhorn. Fill us in on what you know about Elkhorn.
Well, here's the deal. You know, I actually expected a bit of a dip from Elkhorn. As usual, they graduated practically everybody. That's how it goes every year. And, you know, you've got Elkhorn South leeching into the school district there. It seems kind of funny to have people going away from Elkhorn instead of to Elkhorn, optioning in. But, Elkhorn South program did turn it around this year and was a playoff team. But Mark Wortman is just a good football coach. You know, he's more than good. He's probably a great high school football coach. He's had his program in nine finals, including last year's. And, he knows what it takes to organize a winner, and that's what he did. What they have is they have a defense that is pretty good size. They're physical, and they're very well coached. That is a cliche that tastes a little sour coming out of my mouth, but it is a fact. It's a defense that knows what to do and when to do it. They have a quarterback by the name of Daniel Feichert, who is a typical Elkhorn quarterback. He's smart. He's not going to turn the ball over, and he'll make plays when they seem needed. But they're not going to go pass first. They're going to go run first. Their running back is a kid named Graham Navity. And Graham is a 1,200-yard rusher, real solid. Nothing spectacular, but real solid. And that's kind of Elkhorn in a nutshell. Real solid, nothing spectacular, but they're not going to beat themselves, which, frankly, is kind of what I think Adams Central needs. They need Elkhorn to kind of step in it a little bit in order to have a chance to pull the upset.
Bob, go to the bottom side of that bracket. It's been a week now for our friends in Aurora. There was heartbreak there. Creed advances. Tell us about that.
Well, I wasn't there firsthand. I caught the radio account of it, and well, all I can say is I'm glad that there was a player that it was attributed to the sack in the end zone, because the account I heard initially was that it sounded like he had tripped over. That Stockenberg had tripped over the center's ankle, that, like you see quarterbacks do when they're coming away from the snap. Regardless, he goes down in the end zone. That's 2 points, no timeouts, you know, game, set, match. I thought that was as heroic a performance as any team has had in the playoffs, because I didn't view Aurora anywhere near the same level of competency, if you will, as I did Creed. But Aurora on that night just simply rose up like a championship program does and delivered a great performance that just come up short.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joining us here on this Friday Doug and Daddy Show to preview tonight's A and B semifinals. Let's look at A. Omaha Central pretty much handled Grand Island last week, and the team that knocked out Kearney Papillion La Vista has got a chance to make it all the way to the finals tonight against Lincoln Southeast. Your thoughts on Class A?
Well, all I can say about Central against Burke is yummy. these are two really outstanding football teams. Our friends in Grand Island got a real good close look at Central. You know, that team is just loaded with speed. Jackie Davis, you know that he's not very big, but he is as explosive a running back as there is in Class A. And the thing about Central, guys, is they won state in 2007. Their head coach is a guy by the name of Jay Ball. And Jay Ball is a real well-known coach, a real well-respected coach in Class A circles. For a long time, he coached at Omaha South. And I don't want to say that's a no-win proposition, because it isn't completely, but it's as close as you're going to get in Class A. It's just a tough place to win. It's just a tough place to win. The only guy who's ever won on a consistent basis was Jay Ball. And Jay got a chance to get the Central job. He goes to Central where he's just got a lot better situation. He makes him into a state champion. And from that point on, it's like he made a deal with the devil, because Central wins state in 2007. And since then, they haven't been able to get through a year without half their team winding up on the IR before it was all over. Well, this year, they've stayed healthy. And Davis and Quentin Williams are just an explosive pair of running backs. Will Burgess, the quarterback, is a real solid performer. And that defense is just loaded with playmakers. Darian Berriantos Jackson is one of the great athletes in Class A. A lot of people know him for his basketball, but he's also a tremendous two-way player. Central, as good as they are, is going to have to play pretty close to perfect to beat Burke, because Burke has done everything you can ask of a great team. They have faced all kinds of challenges. I think by my count, they've won eight games against playoff teams. They beat Millard North twice, and it's a team that's proven itself over and over again. The thing that was going to be interesting about them was that quarterback. They were going to be minus the guy we named Mr. Football last year, a guy by the name of Jimmy Forsythe, who was a tremendous dual-threat quarterback. They have a junior by the name of Zach Cook, who stepped in and threw for 2,300 yards this year. And I think you got to favor Burke, but Central's won 10 in a row, and they're not going to be fearful at all. I think that is going to be one of those great games that probably comes down to the last series of the game.
Not exactly the only football going on is in A and B tonight, Robert. There's one in our backyard right here in Kearney called Six Man Action. I put the over-under at 110 points. What do you like?
Well, you've always been a defense-first guy, Tony. That's the reason you've got it only at 110. I think they'll probably hit 110 on the fly. Okay, this is my take on the six-man game. Arthur County is just—it's a great story. Arthur County football has just been the bell cow for six-man football for the last decade. They've got a couple state championships in their pocket. They're frankly heavily favored to make it three in a row. When Arthur County played Hitchcock County the first time, they won by 24 points. Now, after the game, and in a conversation I had with him this week, I talked with Scott Trimble, the coach from Arthur County, and he said that, you know, by far, that was the best team that they had played. And Hitchcock is coming off, I guess you'd consider it a mild upset. They beat Elkhorn Valley in the semifinals, beat them badly. And Elkhorn Valley was a team that had been completely unchallenged all season, undefeated. So Hitchcock's got some playmakers. They got two running backs that have gone for over 1,300 yards apiece, which is a lot, even in six man. I mean, that's a lot of yardage, and they are capable of scoring. But I just think that in the end, Arthur County's got the best player on the field. Coach's kid, Jordan Trimble, is his quarterback. And when I tell you that he's thrown for 50 touchdowns this year, that's going to seem like a lot. But really, it's probably a mediocre year, I guess, for the best player in six-man football. But he is very good, and you know, Arthur's probably going to wind up being your state champion the third year in a row.
Bob, let's take a quick look at Monday night and the Class D semifinals. We're going to talk with Loomis coach Dennis Reese here in just a little bit, but if you're not from Sargent and you're not from Howells, there's nobody picking against you.
Well, that's just it. I mean, that is a tall drink of water. But I tell you what, I will say this much. You know, Dennis Reese, it wasn't very long ago that Loomis football went through a winless season. If I'm not mistaken, it was 5 years ago. The program, you know, just didn't have any athletes, didn't have any upperclassmen athletes. Well, from that point forward, it's just been a steady march to the top. And Loomis football, you know, we talked about last week that Bertrand was playing its best football at the right time of the year. Well, it was until it played Loomis last week, because Loomis just broke them. I mean, you know, it's like the old Rocky movie. You know, I must break you. Well, yeah, that's what happened. I mean, Loomis beat them at their own game. They couldn't stop them. And Kalen Anderson is having just a phenomenal football season. And everybody knows the running back. Okay, everybody knows the star running back. But I tell you what, if I had to take a guy off that team that I like a lot, and not just for football, but if I needed to put a four-man scramble together, I'd take Matt Houston, because he might be as good a defensive lineman as there is that's not in Howells. That's what I think.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, a lot of times on sports radio this time of year, Blue Devils are the talk. They're talking Duke Blue Devil basketball. But we're going to talk a different Blue Devil right here between Hastings and Kearney, the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Snitzler, what a game.
You are a renaissance man there, Davis. I will give you that. You can talk about anything. Eight touchdowns. That is roughly eight more varsity touchdowns than I scored in my career, give or take, okay? I mean, I was at that game, and the thing about Snitzler is he's just so smart. I mean, obviously he's a gifted athlete. You can't do what he's done. He knows when to cut, how to cut, and how to take advantage of his blockers. And that, my friend, is an overlooked thing when it comes to Kennesaw. That offensive line of theirs is outstanding. I've seen that team play three times now. And, of course, you go there, and you know, everybody knows the quarterback. Everybody knows the star running back. But those guys up front just do a fabulous job of creating lane. And then he's got the Kogan Thompson at fullback, who's a beast. And, you know, not the first snap, because Garden County got a quick touchdown on a kind of a freaky wheel play, long touchdown pass. But really, from that point forward, Kennesaw just ground them up into little bitty pieces. And I don't know, Kennesaw looks the part. Kennesaw looks like the kind of team that can win state. You know, there's all kinds of questions you know, because Kennesaw hadn't been here before, not like this. You know, what would happen when the lights got bright and, you know, the game started to, you know, really matter? You know, how would they deal with it? They dealt with it great. They are playing exceptionally well. Their defense is strong. I think, you know, they're on the path to something great happening before this is all over.
Bob Jensen, did you see any good volleyball yesterday, Robert?
You know, it's all good. I mean, you know how that is. I mean, that's just great. You got a peek at Papillion South. Yikes. Yikes. I'm telling you what, those Ralston girls, they look like they make really nice wide receivers on about any football team in the state. They're tremendous athletes.
Well, Bob, we'll let you go pick up your cow.
Yeah, well, that's basically what it boils down to. We stayed away from the ribs, rounded up for hamburger. I'm hoping that's a good call. I'll let you know how that works.
You're the best, Bob. That's great stuff.
See you, Robert.
All right, talk to you soon, boys.
We'll talk to Bob Tuesday on the Doug and Daddy Show to take a look at what has happened and preview what is going on in Class C. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with Dennis Reese, head football coach at Loomis, after this.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. A lot of fans will tell you there's nothing more exciting than live hockey. Others claim college basketball's where it's at. Me? You already know what I think. And you probably already know what a lot of hockey and basketball fans know. StubHub is the best place for scoring the seats you want to any game. Whether you're center ice or mid-court. Not hip to StubHub yet? Well, consider this your invitation to the party. Head to StubHub today and grab the seats you want to the games you want to see. StubHub!
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at Autotech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to Autotech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, skies will be mostly sunny. West winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour with a high of 62. And then for tonight, skies will be mostly clear with the southwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, lows falling back to 29. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 57.
Doug and Daddy Jones, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. pre-read that, please. State High School Volleyball Tournament is continuing on Classic Hits 98.9 as Bertrand is on set point against Stewart. Howells won in five sets today over Brady, so no rematch of the district final between Bertrand and Brady. Bertrand a point away from going up a set currently on Classic Hits 98.9. Omaha Burke, a winner over Lincoln Northeast in straight sets. And the number one team, Papillion La Vista South, taken to extra points in the opening set, but Omaha Marion does fall. Papillion La Vista South 28-26. So that's where you are at right now at the state tournament. Omaha, Papillion La Vista South up a set. Bertrand on set point. Omaha Burke and Howells have already won today.
Right now, we're going to talk a little high school football. We go to Loomis, the home of the Wolves. Dennis Reese joins us. Coach, are you tired of everybody telling you that you have no chance versus Sargent?
Well, you know, we're glad to have the opportunity, you know, whether we have a chance or not. So everybody else seems to be checked in, so we're glad to be still playing.
And how proud are you to just roll that rival Bertrand last week?
This hurts. This really hurts, Coach.
Well, you know, I understand that Tony mentioned it was something like the world championship of Phelps County. I don't know if I go quite that far, but, you know, it's a great rivalry we have with Bertrand, you know, and both teams are really talented, and, you know, we're fortunate we've beaten them twice.
Do you guys, is there a trophy for the championship of Phelps County, or do we need to make one up?
I don't know if Tony's got something like that put together yet or not, but it's something he might be able to work on,
well,
I guess.
I got time. It would involve a lot of tinfoil, and I don't know what I could make, but I'll see if I can't come up with something.
A fish hook, a picture of the great championships from both schools in the past.
There you go. There you go. It'd be fun. Coach, you got it rolling right now, and Kalen's getting it done, and he's been getting it done all year for you.
You know, he's a real difference maker on our team. And of course, when you got some speed like that, and he's gotten to be a stronger runner, I think, as time has gone on here. You know, but he's been playing for quite a long time. He's played a lot as a freshman and started as a sophomore and junior. So, you know, he's got a lot of yards. I think we were looking the other day, and he's over 4,000 yards as a career rusher here. And we're really proud of that.
Coach, you are continuing to kind of put up more points as the season goes along, and you've been very productive here in the postseason. Has something else clicked as this season has moved along?
I'll tell you what, right now our offensive line is doing an outstanding job for us, and those kids just work together so well. You know, you look at them, and they're not physical specimens particularly at all. I mean, they're just good, hard competitors.
You know, sometimes that's what it takes, Coach. You know, any idea of how you're going to slow? It seems like every score you hear, first quarter, Sargent 38, somebody's 6, or somebody's 0. How are you going to slow down Sargent?
Well, you know, looking at some things that we've seen on film and stuff, we feel like if we play assignment football to the best of our ability, we'll be able to slow them down. You're never going to stop them, but you can slow them down enough that maybe we can keep the game going, you know.
Well, now, another thing that people want to know, have your boys got on some kind of have they grown 40 pounds here in the last 5 days? Because that seems to be what this thing comes down. Your speed, and they have some, but they are obviously a much bigger football team.
Hey, it's going to be difficult for us to do much at the line of scrimmage. We're just going to have to do some quick hitting stuff on offense. And quite honestly, what we need to be able to do is win the special teams battle. Because if we can do that and then play solid defense, that takes a lot of pressure off your offense. You know, the last 3 or 4 games, we've been very fortunate that our offense has just used up some time on the clock and kind of made teams go out of things that they do the most.
Go ahead, Tom.
Dennis, who is your leading tackler on defense this year?
At this point, it's Matt Houston, and I can't tell you the exact stats. I don't have them in front of me right now. But Josh Earsom is really close, and then Kalen Anderson is in there also.
Talking to Dennis Reese, the head football coach of the Loomis Wolves. They'll be traveling to Sargent for a 6 o'clock state semifinal game on Monday night to take on the Sargent Bulldogs. Loomis has just continued to do some good things, beat some opponents a couple of times over the last couple of years. Scott sends in this to the Dent Popper. Sends us into the Dent Popper email. To be a rivalry, doesn't Bertrand have to win once in a while?
Oh,
Daddy,
that hurts. Once again, another shot at me. You know what? You know what?
And Bertrand just won the first set at state volleyball, so there, that makes
okay,
it better.
That eases all my pain. That's super. No, you do need to beat the other team. But Luma, you guys have just had a great run of kids. Are they still coming, Coach Reese?
Well, I hope we can get a few more. You know, this year we were down on some numbers a little bit. We have the kids in school, but they have some other interests right now, and so hopefully we can get them back out. And to make Tony feel a little bit better, during the regular season last year, Bertrand did beat us. So
yeah, but that was a fluke play at the end, Coach. We all know that.
It's one of those things, you know, you either make the play or you don't.
Dennis Reese, longtime coach of the Loomis Wolves. Nobody has been in the game in the fourth quarter with Sargent. If you are midway through the third quarter, you're within two scores, do you still feel okay?
Oh, you know, I think we can make it interesting if we can stay close. As a matter of fact, I think the longer we go into the game and, you know, we're within range, we got some guys that can break things loose pretty fast.
Dennis, you obviously coaching Lance not that long ago. Is there a comparison between Kalen and Lance at all?
Oh, I think absolutely. They're both great competitors, you know, in track. They've had great success, and so they've got speed, you know, and they both hurdled some. And some, I mean, gee, Lance only won state twice, but, you know. Kalen is to the point where I think last year he was leading the finals race and fell down and got back up and still finished fourth or fifth. So, you know, it's great to have athletes like that to work with.
You know, Doug, and I haven't been over to watch Loomis play a lot. We did get to see him a year ago when my cousin played. But, you know, my dad talks about Lance Sorrell would just punish people, just the punishing style. And it sounds like every year Kalen's brought a little bit more of that to the field for the Wolves.
He was just a little guy as a freshman.
Yeah.
He still brought it.
You know, he's been a real hard worker. I know that. And he's got a lot of natural ability, and he's not great big, you know, maybe 165, 170 pounds at the most. But he understands how he can play, and he does a great job of it.
Well, they've got a nice facility at Sargent. Coach, let's see if you can get your guys to cross that goal line quite a few times on Monday night.
Well, you know, hopefully one more than they do.
He is the philosopher and the dean of the coaches in the FKC. Dennis, thanks so much for the time, and we wish you the best of luck on Monday night.
Thank you very much, guys.
Dennis Reese joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And again, that game is at 6 o'clock on Monday night. All the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at PK, two locations in Kearney, also Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. It's time for Big Dally's Pigskin Pick'em, Daddy. If you've not went up against the Doug and Daddy and we got beat on the tiebreaker last week, this is your chance. If you've not went up against us this year, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Our trivia question this week, Columbus, SCOTUS, and Minden are playing in the state semifinals in volleyball this afternoon, 4 o'clock. Minden is trying to make their second appearance in the state final. How many state finals has Columbus, SCOTUS' volleyball team been in? Call now. First correct caller tries to pick some college football.
Now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool gold stainless steel four-door refrigerators, now only $12.99. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washers and dryers. Get the pair for $9.98, plus an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through November 14th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Suddenly, it's hip to spend $15 on a frou-frou hamburger? It's like fluff and flash are more important than something you can sink your teeth into. But there's hope. It's that little old lady inside all of us just begging to yell, "Where's the beef?" Same place it's always been, Wendy's. And now we've made our classic cheeseburgers even thicker, hotter, and juicier than ever before with premium toppings on a buttered toasted bun. Introducing Dave's Hot and Juicy, only from Wendy's. At participating Wendy's.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
We have everything your farm family needs at the annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 16th and 17th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Plan to see the latest in technology from hundreds of exhibitors. Sponsored by Matheson Linweld, Select Sprayers and Equipment, Ag West, and Bear Crop Science. That's the 2011 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney. Coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 16th and 17th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Veterans Day and the 42nd anniversary of Sesame Street. Kind of covers it all, doesn't it?
That does cover it all. By the way, this covers it all. A 6'5", 297-pound senior in high school, four-star offensive lineman Joey O'Connor out of Colorado has just decommitted from the Penn State Nittany Lions. Only, you know.
Nebraska junior running back Rex Burkhead has been named one of 10 semifinalists for the Doak Walker Award, given to the nation's top running back. It's time now for our Big Daddy's Deli's Pigskin Pick'em. Eric from Loop City has already won a large combo meal to Big Daddy's Deli's, two locations in Hastings, also top of the hill in Kearney. Doug and Daddy t-shirt, and if he defeats us today, this weekend, he'll be eligible for the grand prize at the end of the year from Misco Sports. The answer, 20. Columbus SCOTUS has been in 20 state volleyball finals. Eric knows a little about volleyball. You know anything about football, Eric?
Oh, a little bit.
All right, let's tackle it right here. Here we go. First game up, North Carolina State at Boston College. Who you got, Eric?
Boston College.
That's who I'm taking too, Tony, and that's an upset. I get it.
That's who I've got too.
Really?
Ooh.
West Virginia at Cincinnati. Daddy, who you got?
I'm going to take the home team in this one, Cincinnati.
What's the points on that,
Dad? It's real close, like 3.
Yeah, that's what I thought. West Virginia, Cincinnati. I'll take West Virginia for no reason. Eric, who you got?
I'm with you, Doug. West Virginia.
Washington at USC. USC is a double-digit favorite. I am taking Washington. Eric, who do you got?
Let's go Washington.
Daddy?
I will take Southern Cal.
Okay.
But much closer than the experts think.
Let's go to the Big 12. Texas A&M at Kansas State. Eric, who do you like?
K-State.
Daddy?
I don't know if we're just opposite about the last three, Eric. I'm going to take I don't know if I just got that South over the North mentality or what, but I'm going to take A&M.
Well, Kansas State is playing at home. That is the one caveat here, but A&M, I think, is just going to score too many points. I'll take A&M. Texas at Missouri. It's a one-point game. Daddy, who you think? Or one-point spread.
The worst part about this game, both of them can't lose. I'll take Missouri at home.
Eric, who do you like?
Much as I hate it, Texas.
Oh, man, I don't know, Daddy. I actually haven't seen these teams, which is okay, as much as I've wanted. I'm going to take Missouri. Let's get into the Big Ten. Michigan at Illinois. Michigan just finds a way to lose. Illinois is going the wrong way. These are two teams that are headed the wrong way. I'm taking Michigan as they get ready for the Big Red.
Zook 'em.
Daddy takes Illinois. Eric, who do you got?
Michigan.
Michigan State at Iowa. Eric, who do you like?
Iowa.
Daddy?
Now we're going to agree, Eric. All right, you don't want to fight anymore? That's fine. I'll take Iowa, too.
I said on Wednesday's show Iowa was going to win. I'm not changing my mind here. Let's get into some big games, some more rivalry games. Do you know it's actually Miami of Florida, Florida State Week?
You didn't know that.
Nobody knows that.
Yeah, it's...
I'll take Florida State. Daddy, who you got?
I'm going to take the Seminole at home.
And Eric, who do you like?
Florida State.
Florida at South Carolina right here on ESPN Radio. Daddy, who do you like?
I'm going to take the old ball coach.
He takes South Carolina. Eric, who do you like?
South Carolina.
Florida just isn't very good this year, are they? They got that rookie. You know, it may not be Will Muschamp's fault, but it's just all falling on him. I'll take South Carolina. And finally, Oregon at Stanford. Eric, who do you like?
Oregon.
I'm taking Stanford, Daddy. I don't know if that's the right call. In fact, I actually think as I circle it that it's the wrong call. But I just think it's
Andrew Luck, and I think he finds a way. And I think Harbaugh set those guys up great. I really do. I think it just rolls over.
All right, let's go to our prediction. Nebraska, Penn State. All we need here for the tiebreaker is the total points. Eric, the total points in the Nebraska-Penn State game.
41.
Well, that's one more than I had. I've got – is that what you –
I just wrote down for an hour now, so I've...
Well, I was going to say 30-10, Nebraska.
I said 20.
Okay, I'll change it. I'll say 37. Daddy has 40. Eric, if it's a high-scoring game, you're going to win the tiebreaker.
My friend asked me for... All right, Eric, have a great day.
Thanks, Eric.
Yep, thanks.
Best of luck. So there you go. Let's have Daddy's selections for the big weekend. He dominated in college last week, not so much in the pros. What do you got for us this week?
I'm going to go 4-4. I'm going to start in the college ranks. We've got Ohio State at Purdue. I'm going to take the Purdue Boilermakers plus the 7.5 there. NC State at Boston College. I'm going to take Boston College plus those 2.5 points there. Michigan at Illinois. Illinois plus 1. I will take Illinois there. Washington at USC. This is why I said much closer than the experts think, because I'm going to gobble up those 13 points. I think Washington. Washington at USC. I think Washington's a pretty good football team. I will take Washington plus the 13.
Not a whole lot of reasoning the last couple of weeks.
It seemed to work last week, so I went back to that.
Okay.
I don't need 23-8 against ATS. And,
recapping the college.
Purdue, Boston College, Illinois, and Washington.
Wow, we had all of those on our picks up the Purdue game on Pick'em. Okay, let's go to the National Football League.
Well, I'm going to start with our Dallas Cowboys, Doug. They're laying 5 at home. Buffalo Bills roll into town. I will take Dallas minus the 5 points. We lose our kicker, Bueller. They put him on injury reserve.
Bailey?
No. Bueller's a kickoff specialist and can kick it. That's one knock. You know, they're going to be able to return the ball against Dallas. But nonetheless, I'll take Dallas minus the 5. Baltimore Ravens at Seattle. I'm getting 7 points, so Seattle's still one of the toughest places to play in the NFL. I will take Seattle Seahawks. The Rams at Cleveland. Brown down, Cleveland Browns. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns minus 2.5. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. I know rookie quarterbacks are 1-14 against the Steelers since 2001. I know that they kill them, they eat them up, they do this and that. Cincinnati at home, plus 3, finds a way. I will take Dallas, Seattle, Cleveland, and Cincinnati in the NFL action.
At the State High School Volleyball Tournament, Papillion La Vista South has beaten Omaha Marion 28-26 and 25-19 to go up 2-0. Bertrand has beaten Stewart 25-21. They're currently in the second set on Classic Hits 98.9. I'm off to Grand Island to bring you Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic at 2, Minden and Columbus SCOTUS at 4. Both of those games will be on Classic Hits 98.9. Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Ord tonight here on ESPN 1550 at 8:30 from Grand Island Senior High. UNK Volleyball, they're hosting the RMAC semifinals tonight. First match is at 5 o'clock between Metro State and Western New Mexico. Then at 7:30, UNK will take on Adams State. The final is set for tomorrow. Keep that in mind, folks, as you're getting ready for the 6-man game that's also going to be going on at Foster Field. Hastings College, UNK, Husker football, so much of it out there. And Monday, we'll be back to recap it all. We'll also be talking with Mike McCoy of the Nebraska Danger, Bo Pelini's press conference, and, of course, we'll get to talk about what happened between Penn State and Nebraska on and off the field. We want to thank Dennis Reese, head football coach at Loomis, and Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report for joining us on the show today.
Hey, enjoy the weekend, folks. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans that make it possible to allow us to do what we do every day. See you Monday. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.